Thank you, Peter. In our last batch of news items on this part of Chatterbox, we focus on retail events. Improvements to the Magdalen Street area are hailed, and we hear that the biggest national bike shop may be coming to Norwich. First, however, the closure of two long-standing National Westminster Bank branches, which are moved to new premises in Gentleman's Walk, means the replacement of the lovely banking hall in London Street with what the bank assures us is a modern new service outlet. The former HMV premises on Gentleman's Walk have been decorated with branding, promising a new NatWest was coming soon for more than a year, but has finally opened to the public. As a result, the two branches in London Street and Surrey Street have closed, with all staff transferred to Gentleman's Walk. NatWest said the new branch would meet customers' needs round the clock by giving them the choice of banking online, via their mobile, over the telephone, through mobile branches or the post office. Our new Norwich City Centre branch shows we're committed to providing the best banking service to the local community and wanted to be a central part of the local communities where our branches are based. The new branch features iPads for customers to register for online banking services, supported by staff, as well as upgraded ATMs and cash and deposit machines. A NatWest spokesman said the delay in opening, nearly 2 years after agreeing a lease for the three-storey building in April 2015, was to ensure the branch design could serve all of our customers in the best possible way.
A traders' association says efforts to improve one of Norwich's most diverse streets has seen hundreds of more people visiting the area. The Magdalen Street Area and Anglia Square Traders Association was formed in 2015 to give a voice to local business owners. Since then, it has sought to promote the street's unique identity, reduce crime, and ensure the area is kept clean. And through its latest initiative, a new shopper's guide, the organisation hopes to bring in even more visitors to the area. The free booklet can be found at the Forum or inside most businesses along Magdalen Street. Mr. Kirk said that there was still work to be done, including asking the City Council for better signage for the street's car parks. And there could be further hurdles in the future as proposals for the redevelopment of Anglia Square move forward. We could be faced with several years of Anglia Square being changed for the better, he said. But it is key that we keep the street alive during that transition period.
Bicycle manufacturer Giant UK is looking to open its first store in Norwich, which it says would be the largest bike shop in East Anglia. The company, in association with bike shop Cycle Revolution, wants to open a store at a former car showroom off Hall Road. The applicants say the showroom, which would have room to display more than 140 bicycles, would be the largest bicycle shop in the region. The showroom on the White Lodge business estate has been empty since Forson's Mitsubishi closed in May 2014, and if permission for the new store is granted, it could create up to 14 jobs, a mix of full and part-time staff. The applicant says the site is ideal for such a store, with a cycle route passing right outside the building.
Plans for a £13 million improvement scheme for Sweetbriar Retail Park in Helsdon have been filed with Norwich City Council as the owners of the site look to bring new shops to the area. Eskmuir, who owns Sweetbriar Retail Park, are seeking permission to extend the park and create 9 new units for employers to move into. It comes after a consultation event at the park earlier in the year. Work is already underway at a new competing 25-acre site adjacent to Sweetbriar Retail Park, with a new Wickes store, the first to put down roots. The planning application also includes upgrades to the traffic light junction that will improve both the flow of traffic along Sweetbriar Road and access into and out of the shopping precinct. Kenneth Jameson, asset manager at Eskmuir, said Eskmuir has owned Sweetbriar Retail Park for nearly 25 years and is a long-term investor in Norwich.
A brave bunny surprised a group of excited children when he hopped into a city shopping centre to sniff out some Easter adventure. Making its debut at the Castle Mall, the Castle Kids Club opened its doors this week and kicked things off in style with a visit from Peter Rabbit. Castle Mall Shopping Centre's manager, Amanda Phillips, was really pleased with how popular Monday's launch was. She said, "It was great to see so many of our loyal customers attending our launch day. We're so pleased to be able to give something back to our shoppers by providing free entertainment for families over the school holidays. The fun will be continuing next week with a variety of free activities for children. Craft workshops and storytelling will take place, and there will also be an Easter egg hunt around the centre throughout the week, and more special guests will be visiting." And finally, the Castle Mall have also lost their own bunny, Hoppy, and will need help finding him. People will be able to look for him in the centre, take a photo of him or with him, and then share it on social media, and also have the chance of winning one of the daily prizes.
Well, that's all from Alison and myself, and now it's on to part two, where you'll read us are Jane Evans and Alan Shirley.